ونميل تعاليك حيل ما تبقى بخيل بالرأس تجي فوقك اللطافة بالرأس تجي فوقك اللطافة يلا بس البامبي يلا يلا يا
WRCT
down.
my heart would realize that all
WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Promise me, oh, promise. promise me that you will take my hand. The most unworthy in this lonely land. And let me sit beside you in your eyes, seeing the vision of our paradise, hearing God's message while the organ rolls this mighty music to our very souls. No love less fair than a life with thee. Oh, promise me, oh, promise.
Who is she?
Me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, it's Jazz Corner, one-to-one with Kevin Amos. Join Kevin Amos from 6 a.m. to noon each Sunday for jazz, blues, R&B, funk, soul, reggae, and more. Courts in session. Join the rocket attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country and soul, with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. and re-airing Sunday nights at 10 p.m. only on WRCT.
Downstairs, a loner in pairs, and makes a slinkety sound. A spring, a marvelous thing. Everyone knows it's Slinky. It gives a big lift when wrapped as a gift, a very likable toy. It's falling in place, brings smiles to your face, something kids can enjoy. It's Slinky, for fun it's a wonderful toy. It's Slinky, it's fun for a girl and a boy. And Slinky Mobiles with big slinky wheels and pistons that move as you go. It makes a great sound when you pull it around. The driver's an old-timey fellow. A slinky dog, a slinky train, many more wonderful toys. You tug the string, they do their thing. They're great for girls and boys. They're slinkies, really wonderful toys. They're slinkies, they're fun for girls and boys.
I've had so much fun with you. Haven't we had a good time? And I hope it made you smile. That's what we've talked about today, smiling. We have about, 15 more minutes left, and I hope you stay to the completion. I know that, we're very busy, and I'm using the royal we. I'm busy too, but look where I am and look where you are. And why can't we make that reconcile? Why can't we spend some time for a while and make you smile? Enjoy. I will see you next Thursday. The show's not over yet. I'll see you next Thursday, and we'll have some more adventures in psychic damage and consternation.
Los niños son invaluables. Velemos por su bienestar. Si usted es el padre o tutor de un niño que tiene una incapacidad o ceguera y tiene ingresos y recursos limitados, hay ayuda disponible. Su niño podría tener derecho a pagos mensuales a través del Programa de Seguridad de Ingreso Suplementario o SSI. SSI puede cubrir las necesidades básicas de su niño, tales como comida, ropa y albergue, o con los gastos relacionados a su incapacidad. Si usted piensa que su niño o adolescente podría tener derecho a estos beneficios, llame al Seguro Social al 1-800-772-1213 o visite www.segurosocial.gov/ninos. Esta ayuda puede hacer una gran diferencia en la vida de su niño. Producido con fondos de los contribuyentes de los Estados Unidos.
It's only a short walk. I'm here to there. It won't take long. Revising recorded music, poetry and fiction, guest artists, sit around the same. She gets near store or less. It's in a short walk. Come ready, hurry your guy. Short Walk with Dirk Mulvin, Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Web radio, streaming on Twitch.
This priceless collection titled Pardon My Blooper is intended to be a sympathetic tribute to members of the radio and television industry who have been the victims of these classic boners.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the audio radiance.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this news bulletin to bring you a program.
Our late show film presentation for this evening will be a revival featuring the late Leslie Howard as the Scarlet Pimpernel. I'm sorry, I mean the Scarlet Pimpernel.
Let's listen to this commercial for a self-service laundry.
Ladies who care to drive by and drop off their clothes will receive prompt attention.
And the Midwest is suffering from one of its worst winters in history, with temperatures dropping to 22 degrees below zero. Tomorrow's forecast is for continued mild.
Tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, to see if John will goose Sadie's cook. That should read, to see if John cooks Sadie's goose.
His battalion was swallowed in the bulging belch. The Belgian bulge.
Even the most veteran performers sometimes burst into uncontrollable laughter when something strikes them funny, as evidenced by Lowell Thomas's complete breakup while he was doing a newscast.
And the little girl deserves to know her mother. So says Alice, and I think her mother deserves to know her. Well, Alice also has to keep her husband. Phil Harris, the band leader, she explains that working so hard all day in the film studio, she is sometimes not in such perfectly good humor. And she snaps at hubby. Which is all wrong. Which I say, you're all for Alice.
Lowell, tomorrow's the 1st of May. Now Lowell Thomas says,
so long until tomorrow.
This program came to you from New York.
And now we are going to hear a recording of Rimsky-Korsakov's Bum of the Flightful Bee.
And as anchorman on our panel tonight, we have the great cartoonist, creator of Joe Feluca, Mr. Ham Pischer.
Well, let's spin another disc. This time, it's Jose Ferrer's recent bride, Harry James, with Rosemary Clooney on the trumpet.
Children on audience participation programs are certainly unpredictable. As an example, let's listen to a kid show of a few years ago known as Make-A-Wish.
Now, Marion, if you had your wish, what would you want most?
I want to go to the toilet.
On Two for the Money, popular TV program, a young lady was asked about her occupation.
I work for the Pittsburgh Natural Gas Company. Over 90% of the people in Pittsburgh have gas.
Here's an item of interest to theater lovers. The television rights have just been sold to that long-run Crimsy Louse play, Lice with Father.
National Safety Week got off to a bad start today when the cook in Charlie's Diner accidentally laid his hand on a hot griddle.
Mert and Marge, one of radio's most beloved programs, had a character known as Myrtle Hayfield until an actor accidentally got her name slightly fouled up.
You're just a feel, Myrtle Hayfool.
Let's listen to this movie actress's enthusiastic testimonial.
I've been using Pepsin since I was a little girl. My mother and father have been using Pepsin since they were little girls.
I see we're ready for our next sidewalk interview on the Man in the Street program, and it's a young lady in uniform. Miss, your name, please?
Rose Palmer.
And where are you from, Miss Palmer?
Phoenix, Arizona.
I see. And tell me, are you a whack or are you a wave?
Can't you tell by looking at my uniform?
Well, you see, we have a large listening audience, and they can't tell. Of course, from where I'm standing, I can see your navel.
Remember, for excellence in service, take your car to your local Ford dealer. Every car, after being serviced, is test-driven by the mechanic. See what a bang-up job he can do.
On a famous husband and wife morning show, which had several breakfast foods as sponsors, the following was heard.
What did you have for breakfast, son? Well, what did you have for breakfast, son? Sonny, what did you have for breakfast?
Ouch, Daddy, you're hurting my arm.
Hogan steps up to the tee. There's a rather strong crosswind blowing from the left. He addresses the ball, and oh, that tee shot was beautiful. It carried about 130 miles from the green.
Poor timing and improper pauses can be the source of many a headache for announcers, as evidenced by this improper change of pace.
And the United Nations will adjourn until next week. And now here's a local news item. A lot of villagers were very startled today when a pack of dogs broke loose from a dog catcher's wagon, and then they raced crazily through the fields of a well-known tobacco plantation. Friends, does your cigarette taste different lately?
A CBS performer, while doing a program on etiquette, instructed her audience as to the proper way to set a table.
And according to proper etiquette, you should set the table in this manner. Place the sports and foons on the table. The porks and soons. Of course, you know I mean the sporks and spoons.
On a program on which Art Linkletter was MC, a little girl was asked what her mother had told her not to say on the radio that day.
My mother told me not to announce on the radio that she was pregnant.
To remember tomorrow morning, why not try Philips Dental Magnesia? You'll find that it makes an excellent mouthwash.
On an Arkansas station, a selection of hillbilly records were apparently mixed up with a shipment of classical records, with the following result.
Now here's an interesting-looking record. It's got a classical label, sung by a trio, John, Charles, and Thomas.
The next portion of our program is brought to you by Claire's Millinery. Remember, ladies, Claire's Millinery will flatten your heads without flattering your pocketbooks.
Now our next contestant.
I don't know if these are legitimate or recreated. There's just something not right.
Any relation to the Dr. Kinsey?
Not that I know of.
Well, have you read the Kinsey Report?
No, I'm waiting for them to make it into a movie.
Now, Sally, you've won $32. Are you ready now? Here we go for the $64 question.
The $64 question has been the trademark of Take It or Leave It, one of broadcasting's most popular quiz shows. The sailor was asked to name a noisy food like celery. Let's listen to his classic answer.
Beans.
Let's tune in on this disc jockey, who was sponsored by a new housing development.
the Quaker housing development, we have just one house left. Oh, you better hurry, as we're pretty sure this one won't last long. And now for our record. It's just an old shanty in old shanty town.
Thank you. Thank you very much for being such a wonderful contestant. And now our sponsor wants you to have this carton of cigarettes for your consumption.
Let's turn our dial to one of the airwaves' favorite soap operas.
I've worked hard enough in my lifetime. You know, now I think I'm going to retire and give my wife the business.
On Queen for a Day, an 8-year-old boy wanted to win a brand new suit. When asked why, this is what the youngster had to say.
I want to wear it tomorrow when my mommy and daddy get married.
And remember, friends, when you're in Bauman's department store, take the elephant to the third floor for the best values in coots and soats. You know what I mean.
We turn back the clock to the early pioneer days of radio, to what is considered the granddaddy of all fluffs. Harry Von Zell, veteran announcer, was introducing the chief executive to millions of radio listeners who awaited this important address. Let's listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Hubert Heber.
The rumor that the President would veto the bill is reported to have come from a high White Horse souse. And now before I ask you our first question, what do you do for a living, my good lady?
I'm a maid and I take care of a large family.
How large a family?
Let's see, 4 boys, 3 girls, 1 adult, and 1 adulteress.
Children on radio and television are unpredictable at best. Listen to what happened when a little child was asked, how did your parents meet?
They met when they were roommates in college.
Several years ago, on the Lux Radio Theater, presided WRCT, over by Cecil B. DeMille,
Pittsburgh.
There occurred what is probably one of the most talked-about incidents in radio history. So come back several years with us and listen to this closing announcement as it was made by actor Joseph Cotton.
Tune in next week when your Lux Radio Theater presents the rollicking comedy success, The Major and the Minor, starring lovely Joan Fontaine and Hollywood's newest sensation, that new talented personality, Sonny
Tufts. Let's switch our dials to a daytime program presided over by your friendly homemaker.
Now we present our homely friendmaker.
It's low.